We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Archie's is a great place to watch Monday Night Football. It's usually where you can find me. We're also brought to you by Solomon Auto Group. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, locations in North Huntington and in the North Hills. What an amazing weekend of sports in some ways. The Steelers are obviously now basically on a, I would say, what you call life support. Is that a good way of saying it? They are 1-4. They need to basically figure out how to get on a run of it, or else they're going to be completely out of it. So anyway, I think that what comes down to is that there is going to be a lot of discussions about shakeups and things of the such. I hear a lot of people talking about the Mike Tomlin decision to kick off yesterday in overtime. And, you know, I hear a lot of people and they're critical of it. And, you know, I know we love to criticize coaches and all that other stuff. But I'll be honest with you, I just don't see why people are that critical of that decision. Because, yes, in general, you would probably like to have more, you would probably like to have the ball more often than not, in general. You'd probably like to have the ball first almost every time. But the thing about it is there's always different situations that come into play where conventional wisdom has to go out the door. And I think yesterday was one of those situations. You have basically a third-string quarterback who a couple weeks ago was on the practice squad. You've got, you know, some issues with your special teams. And the rules in overtime say you can't win on the first drive with a field goal. Now, I think I would have agreed to some extent with the criticism if the first team that touches the ball could win the game with a field goal. But they can't. They've got to score a touchdown. So essentially, you kicking off, you're basically saying, we don't think the Ravens can go 80 yards or 75 yards to score a touchdown and beat us. We think our offense is going to get the ball. More importantly, I have faith in our defense. And that's basically what he was saying. Because the bottom line is that if the Ravens kicked off and the Steelers got the ball, you got to remember the Ravens have, the best kicker in maybe in NFL history. Not in the NFL right now, in NFL history probably, you could make a case. He's that good. He really is. So, you know, they're thinking if they can get a three and out, meaning they can now take the ball and win with a field goal, it goes, you know, it's really in their favor. I mean, Justin Tucker is, I don't know what, I mean, you're probably in his range. I don't know. You get to the Steelers, like, 42-yard line, they'll probably take a shot with a 58, 59-yarder. He's incredibly accurate and reliable. So if they kick the ball off and you get the ball, and say they do one of those high directional kick type things, if they kick the ball off, I'll be honest with you, I just don't think it is a good situation from the standpoint of, now, if you get a three and out, you're punting to them in a bad spot. And they may only have to go 15, 20 yards, and they can win the game. I know it's not a very popular opinion, but I actually didn't have a problem with it. Because I think that really, if you think about it, it goes to the idea that you've got to give yourself the best chance to win. And if you feel like your defense getting a stop and creating a shorter field for your offense is the way to do it, a shorter field plus, at that point, you only need to get a field goal, right? If that's what you feel, then it to me, you got to do it. And I think that's the key. You know, the first kickoff of the game, the Steelers got the ball on the 11. Right? The next field goal, the next time they got the ball, the second kickoff of the game, they started at their 12. Then there was a touchback. Let's see where we're at here. Then they started at their own 15. I mean, that's just not it's not really the way you wanted to get the ball. If you are the Steelers, you're starting on your own 15 or your own 12 or your own 11 or whatever. Now all of a sudden, you've got to go, 75 or 85 yards to win the game with a third string quarterback. And if you go three and out and you're punting from your 10 or 11, you're giving the ball right back to them and they've got 10 or 15 yards and they can kick the game-winning field goal. The flip side of it is if you kick off and you trust your defense, and your defense did get off the field in three plays, if you trust your defense, they're punting to you, you've got a shorter field for your offense, and you can win with a field goal. So you don't have to go, say you get the ball after they punt it and you get it on your own 30 or 35. You only got to go about 30 yards to try and get a field goal. You don't have to go 70. And that was what Mike Tomlin was thinking. So I don't understand the criticism of what he did. I know that people like to criticize Tomlin for everything that he does, but to me, it just doesn't make sense. If you think it through and think it through logically, I got to be honest with you, it was the right decision. And I don't say it was the right decision just because it worked out. I said it was the right decision when they did it. And if the Ravens would have got the ball and gone 75 yards or 80 yards or whatever they would have needed to do, if they would have got the ball and gone down the field 80 yards, let's see where they started on that last drive. If they would have, I guess they started on the 34. No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong. I'm looking at the wrong drive. Sorry about that. This drive, they started on their 25, so they'd have had to go 75 yards. If they go 75 yards and score and win, guess what? They deserve to win. You don't deserve to win if you can't stop them. And I got to be honest. I think that people are probably not giving the benefit of the doubt here to the fact that the Steelers situation probably dictated that you wanted to give your defense a chance to get your offense a shorter field. That's really what it is to me. And I just think that it comes down to this whole idea that there is no, there is just no way that you want to put your offense out there on on the 12-yard line or the 11-yard line. It just doesn't make sense. He made the right decision. And I just don't think there's any way really you can argue. 412-928-9370 is the number.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.